Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after. It's Steely Dan for you. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there, and lots of other stuff you can do there as well. Hope you'll take advantage of all the free stuff. It's all free, except for my book. If you want to buy my book, you got to pay for that. Other than everything else, though, is free, thanks to our corporate partners, and we appreciate them very much. I appreciate Josh Costell, too, please, ladies and gentlemen, because he's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of our top salesmanship experts. He's the author of The Science of Sales Success. He has been an entrepreneur just like you and me. He's made payroll many times just like you and me. He's taken lots of risks, and one thing he learned while he was doing all that is he found out that nothing happens until somebody makes a sale. Right, Josh?
You bet. That's where it all begins, right, Jim?
Yeah, that's right. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back, as always. What's the news in the world of selling that we need to know about today?
Well, the news is that...
Is there anything new?
Well, that's what I was getting at. I think what they've done is we keep figuring out how to add more technology to the same formula.
That's really the only thing new, isn't it? The way we manage the classics.
Right. What's happening is we're able to get information a lot more quicker, but it still comes down to, when all is said and done, how do you use that information to interact one-on-one with your customers, your peers, your management, your subordinates?
Right. Well, exactly. And the time between information gathering and information usage has really been compressed, hasn't it?
It sure has, but, you know, I still say, for me, the definition of selling is how do you gather information that is beneficial to you at a greater rate than what you give out information that's detrimental to you.
It's a balancing act, isn't it?
It sure is.
That's a good point. That's well said. What about sales management, Josh? This is an area that I think that small business owners are challenged in. They start a business, they don't have any salespeople except for themselves. Then they grow a little bit and they hire a salesperson. Before long, they got two or three, and before long, they realize they need somebody to kind of oversee these, you know, keep these cats herded up a little bit. And they take their best salesperson and they put them in the slot. And because they do such a great job of selling, they must be a good manager, right? And so they do that. And then they make the mistake, in my opinion, they know they need a sales manager, but they don't let the sales manager manage.
Jim, I think you hit it right on the head, and that is, you know, you have to make a conscious decision that if you're the owner and you're going to hire a sales manager, you got to let them do their job. Or just as important, that if you are the owner of a small business and you're going to also function as a sales manager, which we all know we do, then you got to think about yourself. You got to think about what will it take to be a great sales manager. And the first thing you have to recognize is that your people are on their own 99.9% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And once you recognize that, you know, that's, you know, a fact, then the key is, how do you modify their behavior when you're not there? Because that's, you know, because no matter what you do when you're working with them, the fact of the matter, 99 more times, they're not going to have you there with them. And the key is that your behavior has to be predictable. You know, you have to be firm, fair, and consistent. And most important, at least what I've found out, Jim, is that your salespeople have to know how you will react to a given situation every time, and if you're going to modify their behavior.
Mm-hmm. So you need to be predictable, but your expectations need to be clear too, don't they?
Right, and predictable. And good point, Jim. And the expectations, and it doesn't have, we don't have to overcomplicate this or overanalyze it. I always, when I've managed, and I think as you're aware, I manage a national sales force, and one of the things we tried to drive down to our people, and also when I owned a small company, is that I wanted them to know that I was going to ask them the same questions every time that they got off of finished a sales call, knowing that if I'm asking those questions to them, they in turn would be asking those questions to their customers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very predictable. And what I always want to know is, you know, tell me what the customer said would be a productive use of the meeting. You know, what would make the meeting productive for them? And then if the customer is interested in achieving a goal or looking at purchasing something, what will make them say yes? What will make them say no? And to ask the customer those questions. And most important, ask the customer what would happen if they did nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And so by always asking those questions of my people after their sales call, I got them to start asking the customers those questions.
Well, and you also want to know, when do we think that this will happen? When do we think we'll get a yes or a no?
Yeah, those are the other two components, the time frame,
yeah,
and also an org chart. Do they understand how the organization works?
Who's making the decisions? Do you know for sure that the person that you're talking to has the ability to make a decision? And if not, do you know who they are?
Right. And then probably one of the most important things that I ask them is what we call a call for action. And what I mean by that, Jim, is what physical event or activity are you asking the customer to do that shows that they are that they're making an investment in this opportunity also?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always like when my people come back and I'd say, well, tell me how it went. And they said, it went great. I said, how do you know? And they would tell me, well, the guy wants me to work up a proposal. He wants to get a couple of estimates on this. He wants me to do this. He wants me to do that. And, you know, I always say to them, you know, I start laughing because I said, okay, well, I know all the things you're going to do. What are they going to do?
Right.
You know, because, you know, other than if you don't understand what efforts they're going to make, then that's the only way I think in sales we really know whether someone's vested in the opportunity is by the time and resources and energy that they're going to put into it. It doesn't have to be financial.
It sounds to me a little bit, folks, like Josh says, we need to give our customers homework to do. I'm going to ask him about that when we come back. Are we supposed to give our customers homework? Right after these messages, 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Josh Costell is our guest, and the book is called The Science of Sales Success. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Josh Costell is our guest. Josh, give us your website, please.
The website is www.measuremax, MEASUREMAX.com, measure right. To maximize.
And what do we find when we get there?
What you find is different ways to help you decommoditize your products and services so you're competing on value and not price.
Well, I'm so glad to hear you say that, Josh, because my audience, right now they're rolling their eyes because they know what I'm going to say. You know, I've been telling them for a long time that the price war is over and we lost.
So don't
start fighting a war that's not only you can't win in the future, it's not even being fought anymore. It's over. We lost.
That's a great way to look at it, Jim, because that's true. But we lost it only if we continue, like you said, choose to fight that battle.
Well, the thing is, this is real simple for small business owners. This is one of the simplest things in the world, Josh. The world is brought today is really broken into two components, commodities and customization. And that's all there is to it. Everything's either a commodity or it's customized. And the good news is is that commodities are what the big companies do best. Customization is what small businesses do best. But the good news is customization is where the money is.
Exactly.
You got to sell a zillion things of commodity to make a couple of bucks. You can sell one thing, customize, and make lots of bucks. I mean, that's what blows me away. And that's what gets me about small business owners and what they're trying to sell, Josh, they look at Walmart and they think they got to figure out how to beat Walmart. You know what I say? Tell Walmart thank you. Say thank you to Walmart for taking the customers that weren't going to buy from you anyway. That all they were going to do is take up your time.
Yep. You know, Jim, it's funny you talk about that with these large companies. And small companies, when I've worked with small companies, the toughest part to help them understand is that they've turned their products into commodities, not the customers.
That's right. That's right.
And they've turned it into it by thinking that they can sell on perceived value, not measurable value, that
right.
They can try to win the price war, and like you said, you can't.
That's right. If you're getting into a price war, you are doomed. Josh, before we went to the break, it sounded like you were telling us that we should give our customers homework.
Well, exactly, Jim, but a little bit different in the fact that from school, in that we're going to let the customers grade themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and by that,
so it's an open book test, right?
Right. But you can't ask a customer to make an investment unless they understand what the expected return might be from making that investment.
Right.
Not that you're guaranteeing it. So somewhere along the line, when you're talking to a customer, you say to them, you know, I need to get what, if we're going to find out if we can save you X amount of dollars, or can we get you this return, if we can speed up, you know, your deliveries by this much. What we need from you is this sort of information. You know, how much are you spending now on this? Or, you know, what is, you know, the major reasons why your customers are buying from you? You know, often part of the homework is to help customers understand how they sell value to their customers, because that's going to be how you sell value to them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if they're selling on reliability, then you're going to have to sell on reliability. So often the homework, if you want to call it that, is what you're saying to the customer is that I need for you to give me some facts. Or you part of the homework might be you want to take the customer to see, you know, a site visit of something that you did for another type of customer.
Go to a demonstration.
Right. Something that shows
take you on a tour of their operation, so they can become a little bit invested in how they do their business, and obviously make them feel that you're invested.
Absolutely, Jim, and also make them feel that, hey, you know what, this is important enough that I'm willing to put the time in.
You know, one of the reasons why this is so important, Josh, and I know you know this, but. A lot of times, as you know, a decision comes down to little things, almost intangible things about a deal. The money's close, the prices are close, maybe you're even a little bit higher. But customers today want to make sure that they're dealing with people who can deliver. They're not dealing with that many vendors anymore. And so if you're the one that spent the most time, that they feel that has gotten the most invested in how they are going to use these products or services, you could even be a little bit higher, and they could say, you know what, I think those people are the ones we need to go with because they really know what we're doing.
Oh, yeah, Jim, exactly, is that if the more the customer is confident that you understand what they're trying to accomplish and you know, how you know whether they would accomplish it or not, the more confidence that they're going to have in doing that decision with you. Because remember, while everyone may enjoy the process, we really crave the outcome.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And as long as you remember that it's all about the customer, I think that's the guiding light that will help a lot of folks. Hey, Josh, thank you for being here. Give us your website one more time.
www.measuremax.com.
And the
Jim,
book is called
you,
The Science
of... And a happy 4th of July weekend to everyone.
You too, Josh. Josh Costell, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called The Science of Sales Success, wherever books are sold. Quick break. Right back with Kirk Chaffetz. This show is brought to you by IBM, and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.